Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Time Alone with God. We're hoping that if you've been listening to these episodes for the last couple of weeks, that they've been helping you with your time spent with Jesus. And maybe at least once a week, you're able to just sit and listen and hear God's word read to you. If you're listening to this, know that us here at Green Student Ministry and at the chapel, we're praying for you. We don't know who's listening, but we know that if you are listening, God loves you, he cares for you, and there's nothing happening to you right now that's outside of his plan or his control, and he is good. And so we hope that this morning or this evening or whatever time you're listening to this, maybe it's 1 a.m. or something like that, but regardless of what time it is, we hope that hearing God's word is encouraging to you. We hope that this is life-giving. We know that God's word gives life. We know that we live and we can feed off of his word. And it is good to hear and listen to. And so we hope that as you experience these podcasts and these times where we're reading God's word together, we pray that it is encouraging, it is uplifting, and even challenging to many of you. God's word sanctifies, it sharpens, and it does not leave us unchanged if we are really and truly listening. And so we are going to continue reading in James, and today we're in chapter 2. So hear God's word. After we're done reading, we'll have time that'll be given to you to just respond however you feel like the Holy Spirit is leading you. So for just right now, turn off the noise, put away distractions, find a space where you can be by yourself, or find a space at least that you can focus and just listen. Take a deep breath. Hear God's word. James chapter 2. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, "You can stand over there, or else sit on the floor," well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? Yes, indeed. It is good when you obey the royal law as found in Scripture. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you're committing sin. You're guilty of breaking the law. For the person who keeps all the laws, except one, is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws. For the same God who said, "You must not commit adultery," also said, "You must not murder." So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you've still broken the law. So whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you've been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, "Goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well," but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it's dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I'll show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scriptures say. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is without good works. Take some time and think about what you've heard. How is the Holy Spirit challenging you? What is He teaching you? What is He calling you to? What is He calling you away from? Ask the Holy Spirit that He would continue to teach and convict and challenge you on this. But regardless of how you feel, He's challenging you and calling you. Take the next couple minutes to be alone and to be with Him.